The Dave and Darren Podcast.
Hello there.
Only on Nacho Radio.
It's NachoRadio.com, your exclusive home for everything Dave and Darren. Welcome to our podcast. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I'm Dave, and with me, as always, my partner Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Taking a look, I know this isn't something you want to talk about, but I do want to talk about it a little bit. I was looking at some of the promotions for the upcoming baseball season there at the River Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some cool stuff. Put me down for a yes for Game of Thrones night. That's very well done.
I think that is going to happen.
And that'll be happening right around the time of the absolute last episode. So it's very well thought out.
I know it's happening. I think they have to call it something else.
What?
Yes, they have to rename it.
Oh no.
But that's what it is. Yes.
Do they get in trouble with HBO or something?
Whoever.
Oh, that's
I don't think it's not in trouble. It's just that now you're going to have to call it something else.
And did I see they're doing a Captain America bobblehead night? Now I assume that's something you guys got licensed.
Really,
we're calling him Colonel United States, David. We've made some real mistakes with some of our promotions.
I was fighting for the Colonel Clink bobblehead.
It knows nothing? That was Schultz.
That's Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz knew nothing. Colonel Clink, well, he didn't know very much more.
It comes in a set. Yes. I'm here for the LeBeau bobblehead, which we got at a very good rate.
Did you see the story of that kid who plays for the Snappers? His name is Brady Fiegel.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait a minute. I did. There's two Brady Fiegels?
There's two Brady Fiegels, and they look identical to the point where they had to have...
Are they on the same team?
No. One kid is... Now here's the spoiler. I'll just go ahead and ruin it for you. One kid is in the minor leagues for the Rangers.
Okay.
The other kid is in the minor leagues for the A's. So the A's in the Midwest League.
Both playing minor league baseball.
Yes. However... the story was, on an Inside Edition, they did the story. These kids both have the same facial features. I mean, they look like identical twins. They both have red beards.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and Brady Fiegel is kind of this isn't John Smith, right?
Yes.
Brady Fiegel. Their middle names were different.
Yeah.
But Inside Edition did a thing where they had them take a DNA test to see if they were related.
If they were the same person?
Well, that's it. That's it. And this is the thing, too. Both of them have had Tommy John surgery by the same doctor. And I would think the doctor would be like...
On the proper arm?
You need another one? Didn't I... You know, normally they only give you one Tommy John surgery, right?
Huh.
Hmm. So, anyway...
What's the warranty on this thing?
They're saying, well, were these two possibly switched at birth? No, because one is 27 and the other is 22.
Yeah.
No... We're not elephants. Nobody's having birth for 5 years. Even elephants don't have. I know their gestation period's a little bit bigger than ours, but if you're five years older, then you're not separated at birth. Turns out they took this DNA test, and while they are not related,
mm-hmm.
they have remarkably similar genetic makeup, like the exact amount of German, the exact amount of Irish, whatever it is. So maybe that has a role in all of that stuff. But it's an interesting story. Two Brady Fiegels. And I suggested to a friend of mine that's not you that works for the River Bandits, I was suggesting that when Beloit comes to town, you should do Brady Fiegel lookalike night for the fan that looks the most like this kid, and they'll win some sort of prize.
A prize.
Well, some sort of prize. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've got one of those DNA kits. That's what I received for... for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That was my big gift for Joe Cinco.
Oh, he got you a DNA test.
No.
You're going to get Joe Cinco's DNA tested?
Yes. And I'm guessing it's going to come back 100% canine.
We'll see. I like this. They're having Ladies' Day at the River Bandits that will feature yoga and brunch. Hello, girls.
Yoga and then the brunch, or brunch and then the yoga?
Whatever works for you. There's also going to be a pint glass giveaway, a boot giveaway, a boot that you can drink beer out of.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can put me down for that. And then megaphone giveaway night. I don't know that I'm going to go to that one. I don't know that I want to sit with a bunch of kids that have megaphones.
Is that a kids' day megaphone giveaway?
I don't know what day May 10th would be. But
yeah, your nerves are always a little rattled.
First Sox game I ever went to was in May of 1980. It was the day the Pope got shot. And you got a... I got a box of popcorn, and the popcorn was shaped like a megaphone. Yeah. So that when you were done with the popcorn, you could rip the bottom off, and then you had a White Sox cardboard megaphone.
Ingenious.
Yeah, although I wouldn't want to sit next to a seven-year-old me with a megaphone. I don't know that seven-year-old me is any picnic to sit next to without a megaphone.
My guess is if you were responsible for a seven-year-old you,
mm-hmm.
that seven-year-old would disappear.
And then I see Battle Royale Night. They're doing a llama bobblehead. Now, that's obviously a Fortnite thing, but they're not calling it Fortnite on account of, I imagine, that some licensing.
From what I understand, is not happening.
Oh, they've canceled that?
Yes, that I don't think is happening.
Oh, well, I'm just looking at the latest information that I was given by the River Bandits. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, it's subject to change, I suppose.
Subject to change.
I know a lot of people are very excited. The new season of Fortnite begins tomorrow.
What does that mean? So, I thought it was a video game.
They have seasons.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're going to be hearing a lot about
So there's brand new characters?
I'm not sure how it works. From what I've been able to get from my local correspondent here in the house.
And Fortnite is an imaginary world, I'm taking
it. Yeah, it's a first-person shooter game where you build forts and you shoot people. It's a ridiculous amount of fun, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But what they do is they have seasons.
Can you shoot the llama?
No, the llama is something that every once in a while drops out of the sky. You break it open and it's got loot in it. You don't shoot the llama. Well, I guess you could shoot the llama. I don't think it would do you any good, though.
Loot.
Loot is stuff that you find in the game. So there are treasure chests. You open them, and one treasure chest might have a potion that makes you stronger, or a shotgun, or a crossbow, or, you know, various things that help you to win in the game.
Pass.
Yeah, it's not for you. No. You wouldn't enjoy it as much as we get a kick out of it. But then the new season starts tomorrow, and I guess they do this. You play for months and months, and then they say, okay, everybody, we're wiping the slate. So this last season has been in this, like, island that has got, like, ice features, so there's a lot of, like, Santa stuff and elves and whatnot.
Is Pokemon Go still a thing?
It's still a thing. It's not as big as it used to be. This Fortnite is still pretty much...
People are still walking into the street and getting hit, though?
Well, yeah, but I don't know how much of that is to be blamed on Pokemon and how much of that is just people are idiots. It could be that...
That you can always count on.
Yeah. No matter what apps
some things don't go out of style.
Right. No matter what the big fun game is, there's always going to be idiots. To that end, I've got a couple of stories. Let's do this one from the I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on That Flight Trip, or flight file, I should say.
Not without my Nacho Radio flight insurance.
You would need flight insurance for this one. Airline is pressing charges after a passenger thought it would be a good idea to throw some coins into the plane's engine for good luck.
Oh, brother.
Chinese
Airline. Boy, that's where you should be allowed to strangle somebody.
Chinese Airline is pressing charges against a passenger who threw coins into the plane engine ahead
Didn't
of a recent flight
Sully?
For good luck. This guy's throwing coins into the engine caused $21,000 worth of damages. And delayed travel for 160-plus passengers, who had to wait until the next day to fly out.
I always have a little superstitious tradition. I pat the plane when I get in.
Okay.
But that's not throwing, like, a live bird in the engine. Or coins.
Or shards of metal?
Or
no.
Shards of metal.
I mean, honestly, I would rather a goose go into the engine than Ooh. Something with metal, because a goose has a little bit of give to it if it goes in just the right way. In theory. Officials at the Aking Tingzhang Airport shocked to find
Where do you think you're going with that goose? Nowhere.
It's for luck.
Nowhere for luck.
They were shocked to find two coins on the ground near the left engine of a lucky airplane. Yes, lucky air. When in China, fly lucky air. You know, if I were the guy's lawyer, I'd say, Your Honor, the name of the airline is Lucky Air. They're encouraging idiots who believe in luck.
If I get on this plane, I know I'm asking for it.
Small coins could cause great damage or total engine failure sure. if they're sucked into an engine's aircraft. And again, this did $21,000 worth of damage. So they noticed the coins. They must have noticed the coins after they turned the plane on and started flaming out. Good thing they didn't get this thing off the ground.
It's
not so lucky then.
No different than having a pants full of coins and you throw them in the dryer.
Well, yeah, but your dryer doesn't malfunction at 18,000 feet.
True.
That would be my argument. Hey, you were talking about people walking into things because they're so fixated on their phones. Something,
yes.
Now scientists are saying that using a smartphone is making you fat. Specifically, scientists warn about using your smartphone while you're eating. Using a smartphone at mealtimes can lead to an expanding waistline.
You eat more?
You eat 15% more calories if you're eating while you're looking at your phone.
Well, what would be the difference from someone watching television while they eat?
Hmm.
How is that any different?
That's a great question.
Does that make us fat as well?
Hmm.
If you want to keep your weight down, my guess would be...
Eat in the dark.
Yes. Eat under your car.
Using a smartphone at dinner can
lead
to... Eat
on your back.
Have someone chew up the food and spit it into your mouth like a mother bird.
Eat in the dark on your back.
Men and women consume 15% more calories when they're looking at their phones while eating. They also tend to eat more fatty food. This study suggests that staring at a phone screen may distract you from how much food you're actually eating. You're not even paying attention.
You're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention to
food
you're eating.
Sure, I'll have another helping of potatoes.
But doesn't your stomach tell you that you're full? Researchers took a look at 62 volunteers who were eating alone. These were men and women between the ages of 18 and 28, invited to help themselves to a choice of food ranging from healthy options to soft drinks and chocolate until they were satisfied. In the three trials, the volunteers were recorded eating with no distractions, using a smartphone, or reading a magazine. On average, volunteers ate 535 calories without the distraction of a smartphone, but when they were using a cell phone, they ate close to 600.
How many people do you think eat and watch the Food Network? Or how many people...
It happens here. We'll have it on sometimes during dinner.
During dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had that.
Yeah. My kid calls...
How many people...
By the way, the boy calls the celebrity chef Bobby Filet. Mm. Nobody ever correct him. I want
Bobby
him to go...
Bobby Filet?
He thinks the guy's name is Bobby Filet.
That's a better name.
Nobody correct him. I think it is a better name.
It is a better name.
I don't think this guy's going to beat Bobby Filet, Dad. Like, I don't think Bobby Filet is going to lose, son.
No one Almost impossible nobody, to do so.
Nobody correct him. Let him go through life thinking the guy's name is Bobby Filet. You know, Bobby Filet,
he's the guy who
gave us, put some sauce on it.
Put some sauce on it.
Yeah. May God bless your marriage. Scott Shannon.
Oh, I forgot.
Too old in channel, Scott Shannon, put some sauce on it. This is how I'm driving through the middle
something?
Of nowhere. I'm driving through the middle of nowhere years and years ago, and I'm listening to the True Oldies channel on some station in Quincy, Illinois. And Scott Shannon's coming out of a Rascals tune,
yeah,
going into the Lovin' Spoonful, and he goes, "Hey, I saw them in the papers where celebrity chef Bobby Filet has gotten married to his longtime girlfriend." Well, Bobby Filet, you know what I have to say about that? Put some sauce on it. I'm kidding. May God bless your marriage. True on the channel.
Do people watch the Food Network after dinner? Just right after you ate? That sounds to me like someone who watches porn shortly. I mean, it's like, that's how much I love porn. I've just achieved satisfaction. I'm going to watch some more of this. Who does that?
More often than not, we either have the local news on or HGTV. And I'm telling you, with this HGTV, I get so mad. Because the homeowners, in my mind, they never make the right decision.
Mm.
They'll look at three houses, right? They'll go to one house and they'll go, this house is a dump. They'll go to another house and go, I don't like this. They'll go to the third house and go, this has got everything we want and it's so under budget. And they'll take house number one or two. It drives me crazy. Mm. Or they'll do this show, the Love It or List It, with the Too Much Damage lady who comes in. And it'll be very obvious one way or another that they should either sell the house or stay in the house. And it just, to my mind, seems like
Well, those
like
are the
always,
only options,
Yeah,
aren't
but
they?
It seems like whatever I think they should do, they always do the other thing. And I'm such a dope, I get emotionally invested in this nonsense, and I get mad.
You know what I wish this house had? Its own fence.
Boy, that's still happening. Did I tell you about the latest with the Fencingtons?
No.
They had a party this weekend. And again,
is that who you're calling? The neighbors the Fencingtons?
The Fencingtons.
You're the ones. Do you see my fence over here? No, I don't. That's right.
So the Fencingtons.
You're the ones are responsible for the fact that I don't have a fence.
Fencingtons threw some sort of big party on Friday night, and then they have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because one of their friends thought our house was their house, and she was walking around my home on Friday.
In the house?
Yeah, wondering where everybody else was. And when she realized we didn't know who she was, she's like, oh, maybe I have the wrong house.
See, I've done that, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
I wanted to say...
Christmas time.
Yeah, tell them thanks for taking our fence. But I didn't. Again, it's not their fault. It's
everybody,
the
everyone
fault.
In
they're,
the
I'm sure they're lovely
everyone,
people.
Everyone, I thought I was going to my sister's, and I went into somebody else's house. It was like one cul-de-sac over or whatever. Everyone was very nice.
Yeah.
Got a kick out of it, kind of, except for the kind of like the lead guy.
Well, I'm upstairs.
Who gave me the look that I would have given.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, I can't, that's my look well, that she, you're giving
now,
me.
Now, this woman, in this woman's defense, and she was lovely, but in this woman's defense.
Was it later in the party?
This was like 8 o'clock at night, right?
Just the one time.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't come back again.
No. I assume when she got into the Fencingtons, everything was fine. She knocks on the door, and the boy lets her in the house.
Well, he is that because he's used to letting me in the house?
I think it's just...
Because
just,
when he lets me in, he lets me in and walks away.
Well, the boy doesn't know a stranger. And two, I go, why would you let some woman you don't know
I don't
into
know.
Our
I
house?
Maybe it's...
He goes, I thought it was a package or something. Yeah, but you saw she didn't have
what
a package.
Kind of package?
You know, like UPS or something. Like they'll knock on the door when they drop something off. You know?
Mail order bride type package?
Hey, look. We got a lady.
We got
a... Hey, lady.
She showed up. She's here.
Hey, everybody. The lady came.
She's down on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Here we get in the top five things.
Sure. The Dave and Darren top five things is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. They have their bridal sale going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. And of course, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. They have a location at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, so check that out as well. Here's a decent idea. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
I got a phone number if you want to have the food truck.
Sure.
You want to book the Capriati's food truck, here's the phone number, 563-284-2331. That's 563-284-2331 to book
Excellent.
The Capriati's food truck.
Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Before we get into our top five things, we asked you to send us your top five things on our text line at 470-23-NACHO. And, boy, have you delivered. Here's one from the 563, my top five, it says.
Mm-hmm.
One, Sam Awesome, the boxer. Number two, The Rocker, I'm All Fired Up. That's from a while ago. Remember The Rocker?
Which one was The Rocker?
Oh, there was this hillbilly that wanted to be a heavy metal singer.
Yeah, I do.
And we talked to the guy that kind of made that viral. That was back on FM. Number three, It's So Sticky. Number four,
on the porch.
Drugged Up Elvis, I'll Pull Your Tongue Out by the Roots.
Yep.
And number five, Drunk Mad Judy Garland. Gosh, I think all five of those are
Who
things
the
that
first
we did on
one?
The old show. It says Mike Awesome Boxer. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, but I'm...
But that's a good top five.
I'm glad it meant something to you, and keep those top five things is coming.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
What's the plural for things? It's just things, isn't it? I didn't need to add an extra noise there. Hey, in the Niagara Falls area, where a lot of my ex-girlfriends, imaginary ex-girlfriends are from,
Is that where you used?
Oh, yeah. For Niagara Falls area.
Crazy. Where's she from?
Yeah. She comes from Vancouver and sucks like a Hoover. You know what I'm saying?
That's nowhere near Niagara Falls.
I'm terrible at Canadian geography. She's from Regina. How about that? Does that one work? And when I look back on all of my imaginary girlfriends, Although my all-time best imaginary girlfriend was from here in the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
That was, of course, Mandy DeWitt.
Yes.
Who that was the imaginary girlfriend. I actually came up with a name and a backstory. She was originally from Bloomington, Minnesota. Her dad worked for the JCPenney company. Yeah. Oh, it was a pretty involved thing.
Not very believable.
I was very lonely in the 1990s. So, Shampoo Bandit on the lam here in Niagara Falls. Buffalo News reports some fella keeps striking stores in broad daylight and stealing shampoo.
He's hooked on shampoo.
Last Wednesday, he took $263.85 worth of shampoo, put it inside his leather jacket and pants before he fled the Pine Pharmacy. 2 days later, he took 22 bottles, valued at $170, from a CVS pharmacy across the street. Suspect's description matches a police report earlier this month.
He just likes saying shampoo.
The same guy stole another 32 bottles of shampoo from the same CVS back on February the 13th.
Doesn't that sound like that should be the name of, like, a killer whale?
Shampoo?
At, like, SeaWorld? Do they have killer whales anymore?
Or no,
do
they get banned? They got rid of them because it's, you know, it's not great for them, but... Like what you're doing there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, make a big SeaWorld splash for shampoo. I can't even do it without dying laughing. Shampoo the killer whale. I'll tell you what's killer about him. His hair. Look at that.
Shampoo.
You know, it sounds
song
like...
Song of the whale.
It sounds like it could be my favorite Van Halen song from their last
Cut
record.
Cut off its head.
Shampoo, shampoo. Spent some time listening to a Different Kind of Truth the other day for the Van Halen record.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty, really good.
Is it?
It's aged
I saw
well.
The other day that, is it the 20th anniversary of Van Halen 3?
Yeah, and that's something else.
Does that make sense?
There's rumors that they're going to tour this summer and they're going to do baseball stadiums and it's going to be Michael Anthony back in the group with David Lee Roth. Mm. But the thing is, they kind of realize that they can't just do it by themselves. Like, they're not, you can't sell out Yankee Stadium as Van Halen in 2019.
Oh, so they need another act.
So now they're, like, thinking, like, maybe Foo Fighters wants to come on board. But yeah, but Foo Fighters doesn't really need to open for Van Halen unless he wants to because he's just a goof guy that wants to hang out with Eddie Van Halen. But that's something that they're working
Couldn't
on.
Couldn't they downsize where they're going to play? It has to be stadiums?
I think they want it to be a big damn deal. Mm. Yeah.
So no Wolfgang.
Well, this is the
or
thing.
Or he could cater.
So Sammy Hagar's saying, yeah, no, Michael Anthony told me that they've reached out to him. And then Michael Anthony's like, I never said that.
Don't you're going to blow this for me, Sammy.
What are you doing?
Number two.
Does Wolfie get to play that Jack Daniels bass, or is that something Michael Anthony keeps with him? Like, did he leave that when he got kicked out of the band?
Hooper's sleeping with your wife there, Michael Anthony.
Wait, why is Michael Anthony on the boat with Captain Quint?
I don't know. You're going to ruin this, Quint.
Oh, right, because Sammy's got a big mouth. Okay. How about this? There's a... we're going to keep it in New York State. Syracuse. Barbecue restaurant is in trouble for making fun of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. They're offering a new menu item in light of his legal problems.
Mm-hmm.
This week only at the Dinosaur Barbecue, you can get a Robert Kraft sandwich that is a jerked and pulled chicken sandwich. They are donating a percentage of the proceeds to the
And we'll take a picture of you eating it.
Without your knowledge. We'll be donating a percentage.
We'll give you the picture when you leave.
So they're giving a portion of the proceeds to a child advocacy center. They thought somehow that would make things better by offering the Robert Kraft pulled and jerk chicken. I mean, that's hilarious. I don't know how appropriate it is.
Put some sauce on it.
They jerked and pulled a chicken sandwich. They deleted it after people got upset. Robert Kraft says that he's innocent, but they say they've got him on tape going twice in a span of 18 hours. And he went to this place the day of the AFC Championship game.
That sort of thing doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter if they've got you on tape. video or
you
audio.
You just say it's not you.
That doesn't matter.
It's a deep fake, or what do you say?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We've got new rules, kids.
Yeah.
So, and this was what I was thinking about today, because you hear a lot about crimes that appear to have been committed, and then they'll say, well, you have to be able to prove intent.
Yeah.
I can't do that when I get caught for speeding. It wasn't my intention to speed. You can't prove that I intended to speed. How is that not a way out?
You have to have...
You don't know what was in my heart when I was going 65 and a 40.
Yeah.
You don't know. How do you can't corroborate that at all.
I like what you're doing there.
You don't know.
That's good stuff.
I'm gonna fight
the city hall on this.
I will probably get fined twice as much, is my guess. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. We thank you very much for that. They have access to everything we've ever done and our specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone and Romano cheese and baked rolls. If you're going to be there just for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Got somebody chiming in wanting to know. We were talking on a previous podcast about people welching on bets, losing yes. bets. Remember the guy with the dog park and all of that? The peanut butter in yes. the dog park? Welching on bets. Chip wants to know, has Darren mowed your lawn yet, Dave? I'm supposed to mow your lawn,
yes.
but I never know when to come and do it.
Not now.
Will you play? I understand not now.
I can tell you that, not now.
Right. And then isn't there something where you're supposed to get me a magic mountain or something?
No, you're supposed to get me a magic mountain. I still need to get you a Capriati sandwich.
Okay, so that's how that works.
Yes.
I'm getting you... When can we do this? Because I don't like having this hanging over my head.
I suppose this year.
Okay. So the lawn, I mean...
Yes.
I can come and do that. Can we make plans to make this happen? Because that's from like three seasons ago.
I don't need it now.
No, I understand that. But it's been three seasons since I lost that bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it hanging over
me. We could go double or nothing.
I don't know that I'm comfortable doing that.
Why not?
Well, because the Sox are not great. Although I wonder about this year. We'll see. We'll see. Hope springs eternal, doesn't it? Number three.
What kind of hogwash is that?
I don't know. I'm just excited for baseball to come back. And I know that 2019 is not going to be a great year for my beloved White Sox. But you know what? 2020 and beyond is going to be a lot of fun. And there's going to be splashes this year that are going to get me excited. And that's all I need.
Splashes.
I just love baseball. It's fine if they're not great. They'll be better than last year. Marginally better. How about this? A new service.
Would it disappoint you if they're not? Would that be a step back?
This season, if they're not a little bit better? Yeah, of course so. Yeah. I mean, it's a rebuild, but it needs to go. The arrow needs to be pointing in the right direction. New thing that's happening in China that might be becoming the rage over here. They're putting GPS trackers on chicken legs while the chicken is still alive. And then this way, you'll be able to know how local the chicken is and how healthy it was.
So you get the tracker when you purchase the dead chicken?
Yeah, I guess. These sensors upload information like how much exercise the chicken got. Also, what it had to eat. This technology is going to be on...
Fitbit chicken.
Yeah, Chickbit. Chinese insurance company outfitting more than 100,000 chickens with trackers. These sensors will upload information. You'll know how much exercise your chicken got, what it had to eat, And this is going to be the norm on more than 2,500 Chinese chicken farms.
This chicken had trouble sleeping.
This chicken had emotional problems. They're also working on facial recognition technology so that consumers can make sure the organic chicken that they saw on the farm is the same one that ends up on your plate.
So it comes with like a playing card?
Yeah, I guess. Or you just, it knows.
This is who you're having for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what they're doing now. It's like that Portlandia sketch where you find out.
We name all our chickens. You're eating Sandy.
Well, now, if the Bare Naked Ladies have taught us anything, it's that all Chinese chickens are named Chickity China. Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. You'll have a drumstick and your legs start kicking, right?
Okay.
Watching X-Files with no lights on. We're De La Maison. I hope the smoking man's in this one.
Number four.
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 You know who loved the Bare Naked Ladies?
Who?
All of my imaginary Canadian girlfriends. Yeah, one of them turned me onto the Gordon record. I was like, this is good, baby. She's like, don't call me baby. It's weird. That one was a real women's lover. Wouldn't let me open.
That's why she opened the door for
her.
That's why she left you for the evening. You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and leave her jacket here. She can come pick it up herself. That'll show her. So, boy, this is very believable.
So this woman wrote to a Facebook. It was some sort of social media thing. She went on the internet to complain, and here was the problem: her husband didn't want to have sex before they got married. Then they got married, they go on their honeymoon, and she...
You're awful at this!
Well, here's the thing. Dude has what they call micropenis.
Okay.
Which is, a medical condition where it's like you got literally a pimple-sized wiener.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So she writes about it on the micropenis, saying that she felt like she was tricked.
Yeah, shortchanged.
Right. Right. Now, I would think that would be something that you would share with your wife before you got married.
It seems like it's kind of entrapment.
Right. Right. The fact that he didn't want to have sex
with
her before they got
naked,
married.
Can I see naked at least?
Right. Right?
Yeah, just to make sure that this is...
Or how about Stephen, in a swimsuit?
World's wettest dog.
Yeah, right. Let's go swimming, because something's not adding up here.
If we can't have sex, can we at least go swimming in a public pool?
Yeah, right. He claims, now he is suing the wife. She claims that the new husband kept the micro penis a secret until they were on their honeymoon because he said, I just don't agree with having sex before marriage. She said she felt lied and that she was duped, and she went on the Reddit website to get some advice.
And now The
husband found the post, and now he's terrified that somebody at work will find out it's about him, so he's threatening to divorce and sue her. She posted an update explaining that the way he saw the post after it went viral and someone shared it on Facebook, she says, quote, my husband saw my post and says he wants to leave me and sue me. He says he wants an annulment and is considering suing me for defamation of character. Well, it sounds to me like you got what you wanted. First off, yeah, you want an annulment if the dude's got a micropenis and he didn't share that with you before he got married, right? I mean, there's things you're supposed to say before you get married and things you're supposed to, that would be something that I would think would come up, pardon the pun.
Yes.
And defamation of character, all I said was you got a micropenis. Your Honor.
Which apparently is a thing.
Yeah. No, it's a thing. He saw the post through an old friend who knew he had a micropenis and saw on Facebook
he
had just gotten married and started
connecting
the
dots. I think they're talking about
you. He doesn't know who else the guy has told to link him to it. I feel like I'm the asshole he's crushed that I posted it about him. She also reveals that she finally confronted him about the micropenis, asking why he didn't tell her earlier. Now, they went on a honeymoon. She got back from the honeymoon and did this post. See, if it were me, I would confront you instantly if we're in the hotel room and you've got
a
paperclip.
Don't these slacks fit nice? Give me that at least.
He wanted to talk about it before the wedding, but feared that the wedding would be called off because of his micropenis, and said if both families found out and gossiped about it, he would be crushed. Which is basically what I did with the entire world via Reddit, she says. But he didn't know this until last night because I never told him I posted on Reddit when we talked. Yeah. So this woman's getting a mixed reaction. Some people saying she shouldn't have gone online.
Mm-hmm.
Other people saying, you know,
keep it in your pants.
Yeah, leave this. Leave this zero. Get with a hero. You know what I'm saying? Finally, number five.
Five. Number five.
And we're back.
Oh, I'm glad you did that. We'll be right back after this quick break. And we're back. By the way, how are those Boudreaux commercials working for you?
I hope they're beneficial.
I went to the website. It looks like they do incredible work.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Number five. Someone has sent the coveted queso recipe to the moon. Austin, Texas. Mayor Steve Adler. Now, I don't think that's the guy that was the drummer for Guns N' Roses, although I wouldn't be surprised
for queso.
If that guy is the mayor of Austin, Texas. He revealed the contents of a letter that will be placed on the surface of the moon in 40 days. This is part of a Arch Mission Foundation goal to archive all human knowledge in space.
And we're starting with queso.
The letter has been placed on a SpaceX Falcon rocket that launched from Cape Canaveral this week. And in 40 days, it'll be on the surface of the moon.
Would you trust anybody? Would you trust someone who couldn't make queso?
What is that's just melting Velveeta with some Rotel in it. What is queso?
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Rotel and Velveeta. That's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's okay. It. If you can't pull that off.
Uh-huh. This guy's got some sort of Jack White secret recipe of Mexican food.
I ended up scalding everyone.
Yeah, the idea is that we're going to put all of our collected knowledge on the moon because it may not be safe here on planet Earth.
The moon.
Right. So, yeah, his famous queso recipe.
Let's start with something simple.
Get it? Okay, but the idea is like if Martians come to planet Earth and we've killed ourselves, but we want them to know our story.
But they have access to Super Bowl footage?
Right, you would think they would have already known about queso, but this is something the mayor put on. He said it was very important. Kirby Lane's highly coveted secret queso recipe.
Uh-huh. It's got Velveeta in it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else. What else could be in queso that I'm
not
thinking
of? I mean, I guess
you could.
I suppose you could add, like, ground beef to it or something, a seasoned ground beef.
Well, that sounds marvelous.
Dress it up a little bit.
But, I mean, I don't know how that's a secret recipe. Able to look at the dish and tell the ingredients,
I can tell what's in this.
The secret's over, right? There's no secret here. If I can look at the queso and tell you, I'm pretty sure that's just ground beef. How is that a secret? Yeah, the letter from the mayor of Austin starts with a warm Texas greeting to any extraterrestrials, asking them to consider visiting Austin. And then there is the beloved queso dip and recipe from a restaurant, the Kirby Lane Cafe. This recipe, I guess, has never publicly been shared. So it is kind of a big deal.
So you would have to go to the moon to figure out what it is.
Well, if you're so inclined, fly me to the moon. Let me know your queso recipe. Let me know what cheese is like on Jupiter and Mars. Darren, I'm afraid that's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Well, let me mention that it originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Add Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield the balance of my time. That's going to do it for now. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.